This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series, FutureWise, where we discuss the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Shantanu Rooch, founder and CEO of School Guru. Now, while a lot of long-term skilling programs are available for corporate employees, often the blue-collar workers lose out in terms of skilling and upskilling. Shantanu's company, School Guru, offers a slew of such bite-sized learning programs for all corporate workers. Let us hear from him on some of these programs and how companies can benefit. Hi Shantanu, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Saraswati. Thank you for having me here.
Hi. So first of all, if you could tell us a little more about how important is skilling for some of the blue-collar workers?
Yeah, so in my opinion, Saraswati, skilling is important for everyone today, not only the blue-collar workers, the grey as well as the white-collar workers also now. The world of work is changing more rapidly than we all can fathom. The skill requirements for the jobs of the tomorrow are very different from what it is today. The entire automation, the entire robotization, the entire artificial intelligence, machine learning, all of this is changing the way corporates and organizations have been working. And the next 5 years to 10 years are going to be very different from what we have seen in the last few decades. Hence, it's so important for all sorts of learners, all sorts of workers, the gray collar, white collar, as well as the blue collar workers, to upskill themselves continuously to be able to remain contextual, to remain relevant, to ensure that they can handle the work requirements of tomorrow. So we have seen that organizations across the board, across different industries, are investing in upskilling their workers to ensure that they are being able to take the challenge of tomorrow.
Okay, but could you throw some light on what are some of such important courses that probably these workers should take up?
Okay, so what we did in this case, firstly, we realized that different type of workers require different type of courses. So at School Guru, we have created a large library of courses which are more role specific and competency specific. So let me give you an example. So for example, there are some front-end salespeople who are field sales executives who are entry level. And let's take an example that they belong to a BFSI as an industry. So we look at the competency requirement for these people to improve their productivity and mapping those productivity improvement competencies that we're looking at. We create training nuggets, which ultimately help them improve those competencies. So we ensure that students go through those training programs over a period of 3 to 6 months time. Then we take them to a next level of competencies. And we look at every worker, look at their career roadmap and journey, what they could go through, look at competency requirements at each level, which will improve their productivity, and create courses which can help improve those competencies only. So all courses and programs that we create are role specific and competency specific. So hence there will be a library of close to about 250 different programs, and we create those bouquets depending on the specific role that a particular employee actually is doing in this particular organization. So it could be salespeople, there will be a set of different programs that we'd recommend for him. Salespeople in BFSI would be different from a salespeople in retail, would be different from a salesperson in manufacturing or a FMCG. If I'm looking at a person working in the factory, my list of modules that I recommend to him is different. So what we did at School Guru is ensure that the training programs which are available to a learner are personalized, is role specific, and enhances the competencies that are required for that particular role, and hence can improve his productivity, right? Number two, every single course that we created are all modular in nature, so that each level of program carries a particular level of credits. So at the end of the multiple courses that you take up, it's possible that the student ends up getting a diploma, right? So a salesperson who undergoes a training of 3 months time, he earns credits there. He goes through the next level of training in the next 3 months, he earns additional credits. He keeps on accumulating these credits. And finally, he's awarded a diploma by one of our partner universities. So we ensured that the credentialing is portable so that there is a long-term value, long-term signaling value of the training or that the person is undergoing. And it's contextual, it's just in time, it's actually improves him in his skill sets and helps him improve his productivity in his immediate role. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be better, say, to take up long-term programs than some of these bite-sized learning programs?
So, Saraswati, there are, I think we don't replace one with the other. I think both of these programs, either a long-term formal education and a bite-sized micro-learning program, both have their own relevance and their place where they are more relevant there. So at SchoolGuru, we run 200 different degree diploma certification programs in partnership with about 30 different universities of this country, which are all long-term formal programs. And that is intended to do something else. Whereas a bite-sized micro-learning program, the intention or the reason why we do micro-learning would be something else. Whereas a formal education is actually targeted towards improving the fundamental knowledge and understanding of the theory because of which certain things work in the organization. So if the person, for example, a mechanic would know how to repair a scooter, but he does not know why a scooter works like that. So for him, he has to take up a formal course, which is a longer term, and hence we take them through the longer term course. But then, for example, if I have to teach a particular mechanic the safety requirements to take care of while he's repairing a scooter so that he doesn't get electrocuted, it does not require a formal long-term training. It requires a bite-sized, small, short-term training module which can teach him the safety requirements exactly at that time. So I think micro-learning and bite-sized learning have a place to stay, and they have their different requirements. It provides just-in-time type of information. It's more personalized. It's more gamified. It's provided in short bursts. Whereas a formal long-term training is more towards improving the fundamental knowledge of the learner, which has a long-term value. And hence, both of them have got its own relevance there. I don't think each one of can replace the other.
Okay. But typically, do workers take most of these courses over the weekend?
Do you mean the long-term programs or the short-term programs?
The short-term ones.
Okay. So if you see micro-learning for us, in this case, Saraswati, we deliver micro-learning in various formats. For me, micro-learning is or bite-sized learning is a format which can happen while on the go. It doesn't happen formally. For example, let me give you a few examples of the way we do it. Let's say a factory scenario where we'll have small infographics which are posted or pasted at different places on the factory, each telling the worker about a different safety requirement on a precaution or prevention to be taken. So what happens is the worker, while he's entering the factory, passes through this particular route. He sees those posters at different places. It, because they're interesting in terms of their look and feel and the images that you see inside, it actually attracts somebody's attention. He goes through small pieces of the information. He watches that particular image and he acquires information, right? That's bite-sized learning for me, which is happening more through use of offline medium. There are FAQs documents which are placed at different places in the factory, which are again bite-sized micro-learning documents, which provides short information to the learner, which he can apply onto his current work schedule just now, right? Whereas there are, there are places, there are organizations where the learners are widely spread, where we use a e-learning or a mobile learning platform to deliver video-based gamified micro-learning courses. In those times, we have seen that, yes, learners would typically log into the courses whenever they have free time because these are very short nuggets. And we use various tools to do gamified micro-learning on the online platform. We use short videos. We'll use a question-answer quizzing type of a scenario with leadership boards, points, and badges being issued. We'll use infographics and we'll challenge the person to answer a particular quiz and beat the next guy in competition. So I think micro-learning plus gamification becomes an amazing tool if you have to provide short information, short-term trainings, or short bursts of information to employees in a short period of time. So for example, let's say you are releasing a new product in the market in retail, and you've got about 1,000 odd stores across the country, and you want to pass on a particular scheme to all the salespeople across. You use microlearning, gamified learning to an amazing advantage in this type of situation where, you know, where if you can pass on that one single small module, which possibly teaches the person 5 minutes time, challenges him to answer a few quizzes, next 2 minutes time, he's done with the quizzes. The system automatically publishes scores and tells people, hurrah, you have understood it. You're ready for to handle the next customer. Things like that has actually changed the demographics or changed the entire landscape of learning. In the age-old days, learning used to be formal. Learning used to be longer term. Learning used to be only inside a particular classroom or a particular learning management system. Now, with the micro-learning and the nugget-based learning, which has become interesting, is playing a very, very role, which is complementary to what the formal education did, and it's enabling organizations to provide information in short bursts, which is just in time in a gamified format, so that the learners can consume it immediately, and they're seeing amazing results with it.
Just one last question from you. Which are the sectors that are predominantly active in this sector, and would workers have to pay any fee for this?
Yeah, so most of the microlearning platforms we have provided by the employers are obviously funded by the employers, because they are looking at benefits like improving employee productivity in this particular space. So it's normally funded by the employers, and hence they do not expect the employees to pay for it. Most of our employers have done that. However, a very small percentage of employers also said that let it be upfront paid by the employee, and we are looking at reimbursing that to the employee as soon as he passes the program. So there's a seriousness. Both this type of employers we have seen in the market, but most employers decide to fund it themselves. Having said that, we are seeing a great adaption of such a platform in industries like retail, for example, where there is a hugely distributed workforce. There, things are changing on a dynamic basis regularly. And there's a need to pass on small bites and bits of information to the last person on the sales the channel in a just-in-time format. For example, I was working with an organization here for some time back, and they said, Shantanu, we launch a new product almost every 3 days' time. And for example, I launched a pair of jeans, and I want these jeans to be displayed at all my stores folded in a particular way. That's the way I want to do it. Now, how do I pass on this message to the last guy, last leaf on my sales hierarchy to ensure that he's doing it right? And I need it to be done just now. I launched the product today. By evening, all the stores whoever got the inventory must be displaying this in a particular way. The best way to do this is microlearning. So we create a video-based learning scenario with some sort of infographics there, some sort of animation. Very quickly, you can do it at a very low cost. And ensure that that's disseminated to all the learners on their logins. So they have got a video to be watched in about 2 minutes time and got a 5 questions to answer. And the organization gamified it, saying that the first 5 guys who can answer it correct gets a 1,000 rupees voucher. There are close to about 7,000 such, you know, salespeople who are associated with a particular program. And we saw that in about 15 minutes time, almost 90% of them had learned it. They have gone through the program. They have attempted it. And it was an amazing eye-opener for people at such a low cost, but using this technology or the tool, how you can actually pass on this information and ensure that your learners are learning. Right? So we're seeing great adoption in industries like retail. We are seeing great adoption in manufacturing for teaching their, primarily teaching things like safety, things like risk management inside, how to handle risks better while you are working with machines and working inside shop floors. So safety is becoming very, very important for manufacturing, and that's where I'm seeing micro learning being used extensively there. But however, we have also started seeing other industries. We are seeing automobile using it very, very well. Of late, we have been using with some of these startups in terms of, the food tech delivery systems, and two of the largest food tech companies are working with us using our micro learning platforms to disseminate short burst of information, short burst of learning modules to all the riders who are spread all across the country, almost touching 100,000 of them, right? So all of these guys are using microlearning to improve their productivity of their employees.
Thank you for your insight, Shantanu. I'm sure our listeners would have a lot of doubts cleared and hope that it helps take them the right decision for the future.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
That's all for now. If you want us to cover any topic or have any comments to offer, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.